So, Thanos, any comments about the clinical presentation of neuropathy with Waldenstrom's? What are some of the typical things and atypical things that you've seen? And how, when you start using a proteasome inhibitor, how does that become modified?
Yeah, this is a very important question because there are some patients that have very little symptoms from peripheral neuropathy, and these symptoms may go on for several years when the patient is being evaluated. So for low-level symptoms and chronic symptoms, oftentimes it is appropriate just to follow the patient without a specific intervention, especially if you have a chronic condition and the EMG shows that you have more axonal deterioration, then it is very unlikely that these patients will have a symptomatic improvement. Whereas the patients that will improve are those that you can identify a period of deterioration of the disease. On the other hand, I believe that with the new therapies that we have, we can induce a symptomatic improvement. And what we do oftentimes to patients having a peripheral neuropathy as the primary symptom of their disease, we administer therapy for a certain period of time. And if we see that there is no symptomatic improvement whatsoever, then we kind of scale down therapy because we feel that this patient may have a relatively chronic condition that will not improve in the long run.
A lot of times you see younger patients in referral centers, but what is the typical age distribution of Waldenstrom, Steve?
Yeah, so in the United States, it's about 62. And of course, patients can present at different ages. In fact, the youngest one I think we've had is 24 years old. And the oldest that we have currently that we're caring for is 101. So you have quite a dimension of age. And of course, the way you go about treating patients will depend a lot on the age. As the oncologists get older, everybody is younger. So I think we're paying more and more attention to long-term side effects.